Welcome to The Daily Dose, natural health tips from clinicians, researchers, and faculty, Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine and Health Sciences.
Evidence-based care brought to you by the SCNM Medical Center, Neil Vernon Center for Regenerative Medicine, and the Medicinary at SCNM, your trusted source for physician-grade vitamins, natural supplements, and herbal remedies.
Janet
and Chris.
Today on the Daily Dose podcast, we welcome Dr. Joanne Yanez.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Dr. Yanez, tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey to naturopathic medicine.
I am currently the executive director of the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges. And well, how I got here, you know, I was one of those itty bitties who always wanted to be a doctor ever since. And so if you asked me when I was like 3 years old what I wanted to be when I grew up, I would have told you a singing doctor. And so the singing part, that's still I do in the shower. But the doctor part is really thanks to a journey that I took. So I prepared myself just like all the other pre-meds. I thought I was going to be a psychiatrist. So I volunteered first as a candy striper back when they were called that, aging myself here. And then in college, I had the opportunity to, I participated in suicide hotline. And then in college, I had this wonderful opportunity to participate in research at a psych hospital. And so I got to the psych hospital and I was so excited. I'm like, oh my God, here I am. I'm pursuing my dream. This is going to happen. I'm making it happen. And the very first day I got on the floor, it just slapped me in the face. And it was like, wow, this is not for me. and it was very, very, you know, it was just one of those, like, you know, in your gut when something feels right, and you know, in your gut when something just is not a fit. And it wasn't that it was bad or wrong or a bad choice for anyone. It just wasn't the path for me. Mm-hmm. And so I then went on this journey of exploration and questioning, well, this is what I've always wanted to do. I don't know what I want to do. How do I find out? And this was pre-internet. So things were a bit more hit or miss as to the information you found sometimes was by luck. Mm-hmm. And I just began on this journey trying to find out what it was. And through the course of college, I had some health issues. Loved ones of mine had health issues. And I started to realize, or it became more clear for me, the role of nutrition, your mental health, the mind-body connection, what you ate, how you exercised, all of that became really clear to me that it had a powerful and integral role in our health. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I started looking down different pathways. Well, maybe I'll be an EMT for a while, or maybe I'll go and study genetics and understand, you know, how everything pieces together. And nothing just felt right. And my mom was bugging me. She's like, talk to this doctor, talk to this doctor. He'll really be able to at least provide you some information. And he was a lovely chiropractor in Southern Florida and said to me, have you thought about naturopathic medicine? And I said, natural what? What's that? And he told me, he's like, you learn physical medicine, you learn the connection with the mind, you learn nutrition, you learn all of these other natural therapies and herbs and botanicals. And like, where was this all my life? And so I then, it was 1 week prior to the beginning of my senior year of college. And so I said to my mom, I'm like, you know, where are these schools? And so we started looking. At the time, there were three. And I had thought I had had some health issues, which naturopathic medical school helped me understand I didn't have. I had stupid teenager syndrome who didn't dress warmly enough or eat right. But that's another story for another day. And so what I did have was this understanding that I needed to pursue this medicine. And so life took me to SCNM, which I completed my naturopathic degree in 2000 and then completed a residency in 01. And then just life started happening. 9/11 occurred during the course of my transition into practice. And I very much wanted to go back home to New York. And so I went back to New York and started practicing, found myself in the state association. And another 10, 15 years later, here we are.
While we're all stuck at home here, I know that there are a lot of students and seniors who are graduating with their bachelor's maybe this year who are looking for that next step. Maybe they are kind of in your shoes where they're like, I've always wanted to be a doctor. I'm looking right now. And they have a lot more time to do research on their career paths. Why is now the perfect time to start exploring naturopathic medicine if you're interested in medicine?
Well, I think, you know, COVID-19, this coronavirus has really been a major disruptor in anything and everything that constituted our daily normal life. Mm-hmm. It's really caused many of us to take stock in what is really important. You know, take a look at ourselves, go inward, think about, you know, what do I want out of life? What is my meaning? What is my purpose? Where is my value? And what do I value? And I think for many of us, that's brought us down to two answers. I know I'm speaking for myself right now, but it's health and it's family. And, you know, I think it's really drilled down for so many of us, maybe not everybody, but for so many of us, the real value in our family and friends and our close relationships and our health. And so why is now a good time to study? Well, there's no time like the present to follow your passion. So if you've determined that this is your passion, go for it. Come up with a plan. We have many resources at aanmc.org for folks who are looking into this as a pathway, who are trying to figure out, how do I get started? What do I need to do? So all of that is available to you. And like you said, you know, there's a lot of time to do research right now, and there's a lot of good research out there. There's also some misinformation. And so I just always, you know, want to reinforce for folks that when they're going out, make sure that you're looking at reputable sources, talk to licensed naturopathic doctors, mm-hmm. contact the schools, contact admissions counselors early on to understand your journey, your path, what courses you need to take, so you don't start barking up trees that maybe aren't as accurate or appropriate for you.
Absolutely.
So the next question is on the topic of NDs becoming more of primary care providers for people throughout the world, and specifically in the United States after COVID-19. What is your take on this, since everybody is going through COVID-19 and they're trying to prevent this virus? Do you see a rise in naturopathic medicine after COVID-19?
So COVID-19 has definitely identified, I think, for us, it's made us more aware of health disparities and our role in that. You know, we have power over some of these underlying conditions that we're starting. And I'll preface this, this is a novel virus and mm-hmm. things are new, and we're first, you know, just starting to figure out and just seeing some early data on some of the health disparities and some of the mortality issues. But we do have power over some of these preventable illnesses, things like diabetes and hypertension. There are fabulous tools in the naturopathic toolkit that exist to help people on their journey to better health. And so if you've identified for yourself that maybe I could eat a little bit better, maybe I could, you know, prioritize stress management a bit better. Or, you know, I think of myself, you know, all of these hours on the computer and Zoom calls, like I keep seeing my shoulders inching up closer to my ears. I'm like, okay, bring those bad boys back down, you know? And so it's awareness, it's mindfulness, it's gratitude for what we have. And in naturopathic medicine, what we have the ability to address those core foundational principles of health. And we do it really well. You know, I see all of these memes popping up and folks posting and talking about anxiety right now and mental mm-hmm. health, and how COVID-19 and, you know, these orders of staying home can have different impacts on people and can hyper amplify, so to speak, all of the things that may be already existing, but this is an amplifier. Mm-hmm. And so if you're already kind of tend to a little bit of anxiety or tend to being slightly germ phobic, well, whoa, this is going to definitely challenge you. And so with naturopathic medicine and naturopathic medical education, we train students, as you know, at SCNM, we train students to really understand the root cause and identify and treat that root cause and do so usually with the most natural means possible. And so as primary care providers, what is a better tool to have than to help people understand why they're sick, get to the root of the issue, and make it go away? Like, that to me is the power of our medicine.
Absolutely. I mean, right now, people have so much time to not just do research, but to overanalyze themselves and their bodies. It's also a great way to get to know yourself. And that's really what NDs, I feel like, that's their goal, is to get to know you and your health and your behaviors. And to your point, to teach you how to lead a better life and lead a healthier life.
Well, and you brought up that awareness. And mm-hmm. I've spoken all over the country about mindfulness. And mindfulness, I think, is one of the most empowering tools that we have to help us tune in. You know, it's like the shoulder joke. I was half joking. I actually have been wearing them as a set of earrings over the past 6 weeks. But if I wasn't mindful, if I wasn't kind of scanning my body every day, like, oh, you know, my neck has been hurting a little bit more than normal. What's different? What's changed? Well, I'm at the computer more. Maybe I'm carrying more stress in my shoulders. But that mindfulness, that awareness is a powerful tool for us to check in on those symptoms. Symptoms are a warning sign. They're just a, hey, pay attention to me. There's something off balance, off kilter. And so I am grateful for my naturopathic training and my education in understanding how to be present with myself, how to pay attention to my family, my surroundings. You know, so-and-so is feeling a little bit, you know, they've been kind of a little shorter lately. Let me check in with them. And so I think those are the types of things that I value personally from naturopathic medical education. And definitely in the role of a primary care provider, in having that insight and helping to guide people, like you said, doctor as teacher, docere means to teach. So doctor as teacher, helping people understand how they themselves can take a more empowered role in their healthcare.
People are ready to make that change. They see the benefit, right?
Yeah, and I think this has just highlighted it for everyone. It's like, okay, nothing like a major pandemic to put in your face, you know? Here you go. No kidding.
So when people are at home and they're like, you know what? Dr. Yanez is right. I keep hearing this. I do need to take some action. A lot of the rules and regulations pertaining to who can practice telemedicine, and I know we've seen a lot of telemedicine recently. So how has this impacted naturopathic medicine?
Well, I can tell you the naturopathic medical clinics at all of the academic medical centers have embraced telemedicine as one way to include and be continuous for the education of their students. Mm-hmm. And so medical students across the country have basically been sidelined, you know, in order to conserve PPE for, you know, the frontline providers. We have been, you know, kind of telling the students, okay, sit back, let the PPE go to the frontline providers first, make sure that they have enough. And then, of course, we can resume when it's safe and when distancing measures have been loosened up at the state level mm-hmm. and the national levels. But for telemedicine, for practitioners, we're seeing NDs really embrace this technology. Many naturopathic doctors had already been embracing telemedicine and they're helping their colleagues get on board. They're saying, okay, here are all the tools and tricks that I've used. I know our national associations have been providing continuing education for doctors, maybe lighter on the curve of telemedicine to get them up to speed. But we've seen it as a really powerful tool. And one of the things that I love about technology, telemedicine, obviously there are some things you cannot do via telemedicine, like deliver babies and know, acupuncture is difficult via telemedicine too.
Yes. Like,
there are some things that are better left to a doctor in their own hands. However, what I will say is that telemedicine is definitely, we are identifying at the college's level and the dean's level, what are the areas that we can excel with telemedicine and telehealth and teleinstruction and all of that? And where does that make sense? And where does it not? And we're actually looking at it as a competency now for students when they graduate to be competent at least a baseline level of telemedicine. That this is now, I think, you know, I talked about COVID as a disruptor. We're likely going to see a very different next year, 2 years, 3 years down from now. I think mm-hmm. that public's expectations are going to change for education, for healthcare, for so many different things. And so, you know, only time will tell. I don't have a magic eight ball. I can go grab my sons in the other room. But, you know, only time will be able to truly tell what the future of healthcare and healthcare education is going to look like. But it feels to me, if I can trust my gut on this one, that it's going to be different and improved upon.
Yeah, well, the door has been opened when we've seen that telemedicine works. We can get connected with our providers through a screen. And when we are not feeling great, maybe we don't want to leave the house. So having that option there, I don't think we can really back away from it anymore.
Yeah, it does bring up two things for me. Telemedicine has an amazing power to reduce barriers in some in some area in the country and so on, and to actually provide access for people who don't have access to to providers. Maybe there isn't a naturopathic doctor, a licensed naturopathic doctor that, you know, does what they're looking for nearby. And so it has the potential to really increase access, but it also highlights health disparities. And for people who don't have access to reliable internet, reliable computers, and so on, you know, I tend to be a little bit of a broken record on diversity issues and disparity issues, but I definitely see that we're going to have to work harder and get more inventive and creative at coming up with different ways to increase access, because with that also comes a heightening of the divide.
I am curious, what has naturopathic medicine done to lessen the divide and the disparity between reaching different segments of groups of people for healthcare?
Oh gosh. So if you look at Google and you go to YouTube, there's like an old YouTube from me in New York City with some legislators talking about health disparities. And, you know, I thought of this term healthy for the wealthy, and it very much concerned me that naturopathic medicine was viewed as something that was only for wealthy clientele. Like, we very often hear of, you know, celebrities using naturopathic therapies or naturopathic doctors and so on. But one of the things that I loved is that was core to my education in naturopathic medical school was our community clinics and our outreach and all of the care that we provided for patients that were undocumented, for patients that did not have health insurance. I was a staff physician at an HIV center, and we were providing free care to folks there. You know, it was really eye-opening for me that this does not have to be healthy for the wealthy. This really is the people's medicine. And some, you know, people will often have this misperception of, oh, well, you know, all of that stuff costs a lot of money, and eating healthy costs a lot of money, and oh man, this all costs a lot of money. And, you know, some of it is prioritization. And I used to always kind of chide my patients that would say they didn't have money for, you know, vegetables and so on. I said, so, you know, how many beers do you drink a week? And that pack of cigarettes, how much is that?
Right.
So we're prioritizing certain things and we're not prioritizing certain things. So, you know, it's expensive. So some things are expensive if you choose to see them that way. But then there are other ways to make health more accessible, to, you know, buy vegetables in season and, you know, join food co-ops and, you know, there are ways of buy in bulk, you know, buy things in bulk. And so, you know, if you have the option, I currently reside in Southern California. I'm growing herbs. I'm growing things in my yard because I have, you know, I've got sunlight most of the year and not so much water, but got sunlight at least. And so I'm growing plants. So if you have access and you've got a little bit of a know-how or somebody who's willing to walk you through it, like an MD can teach you that, some of these things are actually more accessible than people give credit for it.
And the things you mentioned are actually really interesting because I feel like there has been a huge uptick in people who want to learn more about bulk buying, how to grow their own food in their backyards and gardening. COVID-19 has really created, I would say, a big group of people who are now interested in these things. And if you're interested in this, naturopathic medicine is not, I mean, that's just a small little jump over a very, very tiny stream. Yeah. So definitely check it out if you haven't heard anything about it before.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, my mom was a World War II baby, and, you know, my mom and stepdad, and, you know, people had victory gardens. They called it, you know, it was your victory garden. This was your way of supporting the war effort, was, you know, growing your own vegetables. And, you know, I'm seeing like we are going to have COVID gardens. This is just what it is. You know, yesterday I plucked out a bunch of onions and potatoes from my garden, and, you know, there's a sense of empowerment and pride. I'm like, I grew these things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I did that with carrots this last weekend.
And it's pretty fabulous. And not for nothing, when the stores are kind of going crazy, I'm a little thankful that I've got some food in the yard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if worse came to worse, I can feed my family. So, you know, I think that there's definitely a spirit of self-preservation to that. But there's also so much positivity in knowledge. You know, when I go and I look at the weeds in my garden, I'm like, I know what those are and I know which ones are edible if I so choose to. And so, you know, I think that that's really cool. And one of the things that I loved about our education is that interaction with nature and your natural environment. And, you know, there was a course we took at SCNM, and we went into this mountain preserve and we studied with a master herbalist for a weekend and hung out, and we just took nature walks. And as we would walk, he'd point out a plant and said, okay, grab out your notebook, write this down. This is what this plant's used for. This is, you know, if you're stuck in the desert and you've got no water, here's how you can survive. Like, wow, okay, note to self. Here's how to slice open a prickly pear leaf and suck out the juice if you really have to. But, you know, it's very empowering to be able to interact with your natural environment like that and know what's healing.
So we wrap up every single episode by asking the same question. What are you doing right now to stay healthy and sane? What is your go-to wellness exercise?
Oh, my go-to wellness exercise. So I've maintained my Pilates practice. It's not on a reformer, but I have my little Pilates instructor and she meets me twice a week on Zoom. And so I have kept Pilates going on. It's nice enough now outside that and my neighborhood is safe to socially distance and walk. So I have been walking several times a week and getting out and gardening, and our pool just warmed up, so we're able to swim now. So I'm really taking advantage of the fact that, you know, I when I think of gratitude, like, wow, I've got a lot to be thankful for here. But yes, I have been doing that. I talked about gratitude. I talked about mindfulness, and both of those, especially when this hit early on, there wasn't a day that I clocked in under 10 hours, including weekends. Mm-hmm. So it was very stressful for at least a month of solid work. And my husband is a hospital administrator, and that was, mm-hmm. you know, he was working around the clock as well. And so for both of us, I think, you know, it was just, okay, I gotta check in with myself, make sure I stay healthy, you know, take my supplements, you know, get my rest and manage my stress so that I can stay healthy for my family and my job. But yeah, that was for sure part of the regimen was, you know, the mindfulness, the gratitude. I did not cancel those two Pilates appointments a week.
Absolutely. If you have any advice to give to people out there about supplements or how they should stay healthy, what would you tell people?
You know, it's very individualized. And I think that's one of the things in naturopathic medicine that, you know, there's no one size fits all solution for everybody. But in general, like the general, make sure you get enough sleep, make sure you keep your stress in check, and have ways of knowing when it's going out of bounds, and eat whole foods as much as you can. Try and stay away from stuff that's processed when you can. Mm-hmm. And, you know, eat more whole foods, eat more variety in general. You know, if you eat something, and going back to that mindfulness thing, if you eat something and you don't feel so great afterwards, pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for taking the time today to chat with us.
You bet.
And if anyone, listeners out there, if all of the things that Dr. Yanez has said today, if they just light a spark and you think to yourself, man, these are all things that I believe in and that I've known, and you're really starting to get interested now, please check out ANMC.org and learn a little bit more about naturopathic medicine and the career of becoming a naturopathic doctor.
Thank you so very much for having us on, or having me on. I always think of AANMC as the big we, but yeah, I really appreciate the opportunity. And we also host free monthly events. And so for those who are interested in this as a career, check out our events page as well. We have alumni from all of the schools, including SCNM, on and speaking. We also have a whole archive of past webinars. So if you don't see something coming up that interests you, feel free to check all of the old ones, because we've been doing this for many years and have lots and lots and lots of stuff in our archives. So please feel free to check out our events and our archives too.
Absolutely. And we'll put that link in the description of this podcast.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And you have a great day and stay safe.
You as well.
Stay well and healthy. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Until next time, take care of yourself and each other. This has been Janet.
And this is Chris.
Tune in tomorrow for another episode of
The Daily Dose Podcast.